sports meets life with an unbiased perspective. This is your wake-up call with Dan Tortora.
We're here on the line with Eugene Waldron, better known to people as Gene, simply. Played for the Syracuse Orange, spent a lot of time out there helping the hearts and the minds of the Syracuse fans to help out a team that has been so important and so many people have been thankful for throughout their time here on this earth. And that being one of those things, sports being one of those areas that people are thankful for release, thankful for some time to relax and watch something that they love. And so it's only fitting to have Gene Waldron on the show here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com to speak on this thankful edition of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. So let's welcome him in here and see how he's doing. Gene, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely, and I'm happy to have you here. And let's start there. What are you thankful for this holiday season and in general?
Well, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but, you know, I've had struggles over a few years with alcohol. And you know, today I'm just really, really blessed and thankful that, you know, I can live my life now without alcohol. You know, I've got a great support system around me, and I'm really grateful for the people who have stood by me, you know, and helped me through some of the tough times. And you know, I don't think I could have done it without a lot of people. I mean, and the names are endless of the people who are in my life right now who's helped me stay sober, and I'm really grateful for that.
In having something like that, you know, a struggle that a lot of people have to deal with, you know, in this world, when you came off of that, when you had that decision that enough is enough, what was that moment for you, Gene, where you said, you know what, I want to change my life and I want to do something going forward about this?
Well, I think for me, what happened was, you know, the window was closing, you know, my life was unmanageable. You know, I just had to really just take a hard look at myself in the mirror and just say, you know, something has to change. You know, it was either that or, you know, a lot of people weren't going to see me around. You know, so I just had a will to just do this one day at a time. And that's all I do, you know. I don't count my days. I just make my days count. You know, and if anybody's out there who is struggling with this disease, you know, it's a one day at a time process, you know, and there's a lot of people who are out there that are struggling, you know, and it can be done, but it's just you have to do it one day at a time. And I'm just really blessed today to be able to say that, you know, with some conviction and some truth.
When you look at your life now and you look at your family and your friends and your, you know, the support system that's been there for you, what do you want to say to these people that were there, like you said, when you got to that place and that window was closing? What do you want to say to those people that stood by you and said, Gene, we're going to make this okay?
You know, the one thing that I can't say is sorry, you know, because I've used up all my sorries, you know. I think, you know, if I had to look at all those people right now, I just wanted to say thank you, you know, because they believed in me when I didn't believe myself. They helped me love myself when I couldn't love myself, you know, and for me to be able to say that to them, it would be a blessing, you know, because there were people who stood in my corner when I didn't believe that I could be sitting here, even on this phone right now, talking to you sober, you know. So I'm just really would like to just thank those people from the bottom of my heart, because trust me when I tell you, they believed in me and they loved me when I didn't believe in myself and when I didn't love myself. And today it's not like that. And it's all due to the support system that I had through them.
When you look at that support system and what you had, Gene, what was it that kind of put you there in the first place? When you had those dark times and you had those trying times for people that are struggling now, what were some of those things that were making it hard for you to be sober and to be where you wanted to be, that you can kind of impart some knowledge on people that struggle today?
Well, you know, I think one of the biggest things is, you know, you look back on your life, you know, you're growing up there, you know, there were things that, you know, the dysfunction in the family, there were alcoholism in my family, and, you know, and then, you know, a lot of it has to fall on me, you know. I just couldn't be honest with myself about some of the things that was going on in my life. You know, when things came up, opposed to me dealing with it like like a normal human being. I medicated myself with alcohol, you know, and then, you know, once it got where the drinking got where it was physical and I needed it, I couldn't be honest about my drinking. You know, I always thought, oh, it's not that bad. You know, I'm not going to do it today, and off I go drinking again. So I think for me, it took a lot of honesty. I had to get honest with myself about my drinking and why I was drinking, and not look in the past and blame the past for the things that, you know, what happened to me while I was drinking. Because, you know, at the end of the day, really, nobody put the drink in my hand but me, you know, and I had to focus on that, you know, and let the past go, because I couldn't change that. And some of the things that other people were going through that was affecting my life, you know, I had to look back and say, well, you know what, not only was I going through stuff, there were other people going through things, and I was just being a little bit selfish and always wanting my way and things to go my way, you know, and I don't live like that no more, you know. I think about others before I think of myself now, and I think that's helped me a great deal.
When you have where you're at right now in your life, and you have this, not only being sober, but you said focusing on others, not just focusing on yourself, how do you feel, Gene? I mean, there's people that are going through trying times, that go through alcoholism, that go through other addictions to different things, that feel like there's no way out, but you found your way out, you got through that window, you found a place where you can be happy now moving forward. Share with everybody what it feels like to be Gene Waldron today.
You know, it's funny you should ask that question, because I never thought that I was going to be able to feel like Gene Waldron. You know, and for many, many years, I didn't even know who Gene Waldron was. You know, but the thing is that it's a process. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. It's one day at a time, and you have to believe in yourself. You have to get into a program. You have to talk to other people who have the same disease, and you have to find a way in yourself to be honest. That is one of the biggest things I would say to anybody who is suffering with any kind of addiction. You have to be honest about your addiction. You know, and not, because you can, you know, because what happens with me, I got to believe in my own thoughts. And my thoughts were, you know, if I'm stuck in my own head, I'm confused. So I need to speak to another alcoholic who can help me get through some of the things that go on with me on a daily basis, you know, because my thinking can be off at the best of times. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I go to AA program, I go to AA most days. You know, and I need to hear the message, and you have to be around people who are stopped and staying stopped. And, you know, I said it before, you have to be honest about your addiction. It can't be dealt with alone. You have to get help. And once you start to do it one day at a time, I repeat that, it's one day at a time. Once that starts to happen, you can just see, you don't see the change in you. Other people see the change in you, and then that makes you feel good. You know, and I'm really, really blessed. You know, when I was at a time where I really didn't think I can live without alcohol, but, you know, it's something that I don't even think about today.
Your message and what you've been able to bring forward, that positivity that you can share with people and still continue to go to meetings and continue to talk to people on a day-by-day process, you know, when you have that opportunity to speak with other individuals that are going through this, and now you feel, you know, like you're getting somewhere where you want to be and you feel better. What's it like having these conversations now with people from when you first started going to meetings to where you are now? I mean, have you seen a big change in what it's like for you to go now that you've stayed sober?
Well, I think the biggest thing right now is I'm just so transparent. You know, there's no more secrets. There aren't any more lies. This is who I am. You know, I played basketball at Syracuse. I got my degree and all that stuff, but that's not who I am right now. Today, I'm a person who had a struggle with alcohol and who struggles with it on a daily basis. But I have a program that I turn to and that I use on a daily basis to get me through my day, so I can go to work, so I can be emotionally available to my family, to my wife, and to people who are close to me. I don't have to hide anymore, you know, and that's probably one of the biggest thrills, being able to just be so transparent, open, honest with people who are close to you, You know, because there was a time where I used to be just, I just couldn't tell the truth because of my alcoholism, you know, and now I don't live like that. And it's like a ton of bricks coming right off your shoulders, you know, and you don't have a problem talking with people and being so open and honest about the things that are going on in your life, you know, because, you know, I've got a great smile, and that smile fooled a lot of people because deep down inside it was a lot of pain. But now I don't have to be like that anymore. If something's going wrong, I don't have to say, oh, I'm okay. No, I can talk about what's going on and feel good about doing that.
And in being that, and being able to talk about what's going on in your life and being able to be transparent, if I asked you, Gene, to describe who Gene Waldron is right now, today, how would you describe yourself? What would you say, if you were someone else on the outside looking in, who would you say Gene Waldron is? And before you answer, Gene, we're going to take a quick step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop to hear from Pole Position Raceway, Carvel DeWitt, and Salt City Billiards, all supporting Dan Tortora Broadcast Media. And all of you, get out there and enjoy the services and products that you have in Central New York, thanks to Pole Position Raceway, Carvel DeWitt, and Salt City Billiards.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Tortora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want with 2 hours of pool play for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursdays, 7 to 9 p.m. at Salt City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Here on the line in a very special Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, thankful edition, Gene Waldron and I talking about something dear to Gene and everything that connects to what Gene has been through in his life. So much to say, and I thank Gene Waldron for being on the line with me and sharing this. Gene Waldron playing in the early 80s for the Syracuse Orange men's basketball squad, also playing basketball overseas. I had the opportunity to meet him about a year ago, and now Gene is here telling his story, which is truly special, wonderful, and listening closely, I believe it can help you, if you have a struggle with addiction or anything that you're struggling through in your life, to know that Gene Waldron is here, he is doing better, and he is on his path to where he wants to be. And before the break, I asked Gene Waldron if he had to define himself, what he would say. So Gene, let's get back to that. If you had to define who you are, who Gene Waldron is right now today, what would you say?
If someone was to ask me who I am today, I would have to say I'm a person who's caring, sensitive, a little vulnerable at times, and a person who doesn't have to live the lie anymore. You know, a person who does not have to live that lie anymore. You know, I've got a great life right now, and that's all because I put that alcohol down and got honest with myself. So I think one of the biggest things is, you know, that, you know, there's no more hiding. I've got some happiness in my life. You know, I can talk openly and freely about my condition on a daily basis. You know, and there's rewards that come with that, because not only am I helping myself, I'm helping somebody else in the same process.
And when you talk about being happy, when you talk about the things that help make you happy in your life, what matters to you, what are some of those things? I know you mentioned family a little bit early on. I know you said you had a big support system, but where does your happiness really come from? Because, you know, I'm a believer that, yeah, there are things on the outside that can help enhance the happiness of your life, but happiness has to come from within so that you have that happiness no matter what happens on the outside. Do you keep with that same belief, or where does your happiness come from?
Well, you know, I also believe that there's a greater power, a greater power than myself, you know, and I believe, you know, God has also helped me get through certain things in my life. You know, I think without him, you know, things would have been a lot tougher. You know, I do have a belief in a higher power, you know, and that's a big bonus. You know, I went to Catholic school, and, you know, in Catholic school, you know, you mess up, the teacher's like, oh, you're going to hell, you know. But, you know, I believe in a higher power, you know, and, you know, which I call my God, and, you know, and he's there for me. You know, he's pulled me through some tough times, you know, some really dark times. You know, and even when I didn't believe, I'm sure he believed in me, and that's why I'm sitting here today sober.
And that faith, that's something that I believe in, too. I don't think I would be sitting here talking with you right now, Gene, if it wasn't for God in a lot of different ways. And not only the doors that he opened, but the fact that he allowed me to be okay closing others and moving forward and being in a place where, you know, I'm owning my own company and I'm sitting here with you and doing what I love every single day. And that, to me, is such barely scratching the surface of what God has meant to me. When you look at your faith and you look at God, how vital has it been for you, not just with staying sober, but in general in this world? Do you feel that faith has truly brought you to a place where you're happy?
I truly believe that, but, you know, as a person who suffered with a disease, you don't really believe in anything other than that liquid bottle. You know, and that's what I believed. You know, when I had a problem, that was it. You know, go there, drink. You know, but it never went away. But, you know, once I started to get a little hope and I started to get some faith and some belief and a power greater than me, you know, because the one thing that I do realize now, you know, even though some days I ask God to help me through some certain situations, I don't always get the answer right away. I don't get it when I ask for it. I get it in his time. And I had to learn that. And I have to learn that on a daily basis, you know, and that comes from not being selfish. You know, he's going to do for me what I can't do for myself in his time. And I have to realize that. And I have to stay focused with that, because, you know, it's a tough world out there, you know, and sometimes you want the answers right away, and he doesn't work like that, I believe, you know, and he's worked for me in a way that I've got to understand that I have to be patient, you know, and through that patience, I have to make sure that I do not pick up a drink, and life is good, it truly is. You know, I have a wife at home that been through some tough times with me and seen me through this alcoholism. And, you know, and no one could help me. You know, no one could tell me until I was ready. You know, and I thank God for him keeping her in my life, because she could have easily just walked away and said, you know, I don't need this. But, you know, through him, he must have saw something in her for her to stay and stick with me. And she saw something in me that, you know, he'll get this. You know, I get it, that, you know, there's things that I have to do. You know, because she could have walked away, but, you know, and she even used to say to me, I can't help you unless you help yourself, and you have to figure that out. And my God has helped me do that.
How important family is to find, you know, people that, not necessarily blood, but people that love you, that care about you, that stand by you, and that see something in you. And I think it does. It kind of gets me a little bit emotional thinking about it myself on my end, because I have that. You know, I have a fiance in my life that has seen me through tough times and has always seen good in me and good in this world. And it really is. I mean, there's really nothing to say about it more, Gene, than it's remarkable just how wonderful some people are.
It really is. It truly is. And, you know, I can remember going to speak to Coach, you know, and some of my dark times. And here's a person that used to talk to me when I was 18 and 19 years old. And some of the things we spoke about, now I'm in my 50s, is what he was trying to tell me back then. And I was just too immature to understand where he was coming from. And you know, he's one of my biggest supporters. And he's just been there for me every step of the way. And I would have never thought that, you know. I just never would have thought that. But how wrong was I because of my selfishness, just thinking that he was somebody that wouldn't be there, but is one of my biggest supporters of me staying sober. And anytime I need to speak to him, I'll pick up the phone and talk to him. He's right there, no hesitation, you know, and I love him for that.
Speaking on Jim Boeheim, so many people know him for his wins, his Final Fours, his national championship, the Olympics, but you know him on that personal level, and he's, you know, like you just said, he's been there for you. What's it been like to be on a phone or sit in front of Jim Boeheim and to know that a guy that, like you said, you didn't think was, you know, fast forward 30-something years later, that he was still going to be there even though you're not his player anymore? What does it mean to you that 30-plus years later, Jim Boeheim saying, hey, Gene, if you need me, I'm here?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things for me was that, you know, that there are some caring people in the world, you know, and he was just one of them. And, you know, and even through all of my playing years, you know, he was really hard on me, and I understand it now. I understand it now. You know, I've gone in his office, and he spoke to me, and he spoke to me like I was his son, like I was one of his, you know, and there was never any criticism, and he was always listening, and he would say to me, you know, I'm not going to counsel you, but I will listen to you, and I would tell you some of my experience and things, you know, that I think you, that can help you, and he was always in ear. You know, I don't think you find a lot of people like that, you know, because it's been a long time since I played for that man. But it's like I just finished playing for him yesterday because he's right there. You know, you don't really find that a lot, you know. But I'm blessed that I can just pick up the phone or go into his office, and he finds time for me, and that means a whole lot, you know, a whole lot to me. You know, it means the world to me to know that he's in my corner, you know, and especially because he's so legendary and all the things that go with him, that he can find time for a player that has left the university 30-something years ago and still have that caring heart tells a lot about him.
And how amazing is it that a man that so many people want to hear talk wants to hear you talk, and I think that's a big thing. Somebody that everybody's waiting for what Jim Boeheim has to say, but when it comes to you, Jim Boeheim is willing to listen.
Oh yeah, it you know, and I found that amazing. You know, he'd just sit and listen. You know, we had some really great conversation. You know, and he's a huge reason, another huge reason why I can sit here on this phone with you today and talk about how great life is being sober, you know, because I know, you know, he just always wanted the best, you know, and it's a funny feeling. People say a lot of things, but boy, people just don't know how great of a person he is. They truly don't, but I do.
Stay tuned here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. We'll be right back here on the line with Gene Waldron. Very special here. Gene Waldron getting very personal, open, talking about his story, and I can't thank him enough for telling you about his struggles, what goes on in his life, and who's been there for him to show you that no matter what's going on, we can make it. We can do it. And you can get the help that you need if you're willing to ask for it and you're willing to believe in yourself. Gene Waldron's story continues on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora here on WakeUpCallDT.com exclusively right after you hear from Pole Position Raceway, Carvel DeWitt, and Sault City Billiards. Pole Position Raceway in Destiny, USA on the third floor, offering you the opportunity, no matter what the weather is, to enjoy a race, an exhilarating experience, something that I truly love doing and look forward to going back and doing it again. And I really, truly thank Karen and her team at Pole Position Raceway for getting me out on the track. And I loved it. I enjoyed it. I want to do it again. So I want you to do it too. And like I said before, I will never tell you to go somewhere or do something if I don't believe in it myself. And Pole Position Raceway is one of those amusements that I really like. Growing up in Syracuse, New York, never had anything like it. And now I have the opportunity, no matter what the weather is outside, to go inside and get on a track and race against strangers, race against friends. It's just, it really is something that is truly different and unique. And it puts you in the driver's seat. Instead of having to watch a race, you actually get to be the race. So I think it was great. I like to challenge myself. You could challenge yourself any age getting out to Pole Position Raceway on the third floor of Destiny USA. So make sure you get out there, whether it's a kid's birthday party, a corporate event, a bachelor party, bachelorette party, or you're just going out to try it for the first time. Whatever it may be, Pole Position Raceway, definitely worth the drive to get out there and get in the driver's seat. Also, Carvel DeWitt, I can't thank them enough for everything that they've done. Jay Cartini and his team, we've been working together for over 2 years. I think we're going on 3 years now that I've been working with Jay Cartini, and he's just really the vision that I had of having my own Sunday, doing something for the community, for Central New York, for people that are coming in to visit that's different from any other Carvel in the world. He bought into it and really believed in it. And to make the Wake Up Call Sunday, you might see it and say, okay, you know, it's a Sunday with a few ingredients. That's cool. Dan got to make it. But to me, it's so much more. To me, it's stating the fact that Jay is not just your typical franchise owner, and it's not your typical chain, that he's willing to do things with the community and connect with the community in such a special way with things like the Wake Up Call Sunday, soft serve chocolate, vanilla, or a twist topped off with cookie dough pieces and caramel, that I was able to create that for you. And also in the events that we do at Carvel that you don't want to miss out on, when we go there live and have shows and do giveaways and really get interactive with you, and I bring special guests with me that you can interact with as well. So it's not just me interviewing these athletes and former athletes, coaches, alum, whoever it may be. It's you also getting an opportunity to, in a way, interview them as well and be a part of the show. And I thank everyone that's come out to Carvel DeWitt, and I thank Jay for giving us the opportunity to utilize Carvel DeWitt as a place to connect with the community. The Lawrence Moton event that we had had also before, as Lawrence's jersey will be retired for the Syracuse Orange. So make sure you stay tuned to facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and on Twitter @calldt. That's CALLDT, and of course right here on wakeupcalldt.com's homepage for the next event at Carvel, where you could come out and get yourself the Wake Up Call Sunday and sit down, and after enjoying that Sunday, or while you're enjoying that Sunday, you could sit with us and talk with us and really be a part of what I love doing. And I thank Jay Cartini in helping me bring that to the community through something that I've loved so much since I was a kid, and that being Carvel. Always having an ice cream cake for some family event that I had growing up, and knowing that my grandparents, all the way up until the day that my grandpas had passed away and my grandma passed away, through their birthdays and different events that we had, that there was a Carvel cake there in those pictures and those memories that we have. And my grandmother's still here with us and close to being 97 years old, loves that Carvel ice cream cake. So I truly thank Carvel for all the memories that I've had sitting around a Carvel cake with my loved ones, and I hope that you will do the same and enjoy that. It truly is something that you won't forget. It's not just an ice cream cake. It's not just a place to go for dessert. It really is a connection to your family, and it really can be some of those greatest moments that you look back on, and I've lived it. So I ask you to and tell you that you won't regret sitting around an ice cream cake from Carvel DeWitt. There really is no other ice cream cake. And I thank them for everything that they do, from their sundaes to their Carvel Anches to the smiles that they give and the fun that we have. And working with them has truly been a pleasure. And I can honestly say that in that fact of working with them for so long and really loving going in there myself, that you need to go over there. Monday through Sunday, they're open until 9 p.m. Eastern time. Don't let the cold weather fool you. The flavor never changes. So if you have that craving for Carvel, you can now get it for less calories an ounce. And like I said, no matter what the season is in Central New York, Carvel DeWitt's always open until 9 p.m. every single day, Monday through Sunday. Don't miss out, especially with holidays, anniversaries, birthday parties, all of that. Easy way to do it. Head to Carvel. They'll personalize your cake and head out there and make the family proud. I also want to give a special thanks to Salt City Billiards, new to the team here on Danzatora Broadcast Media, that you'll hear from in just a moment. Salt City Billiards, and I want you to know, during the commercial you will hear that on-call nights where you get $5 pool for 2 hours is now all night long from 6 p.m. on. So, not 2 hours anymore, not 7 to 9. On Thursday nights, every single Thursday is on-call night, where I will be on call. Wake-up call will be at Salt City Billiards, so you can talk to me about sports, get out your thoughts and feelings, what's going on, if you have questions on what's going on recruiting-wise or with the team. I will do my best to answer your questions, whether it be the NBA, the NFL, MLB, Syracuse, OCC, Lemoyne. What's on your mind is important to me, and you have the opportunity to get to me face-to-face and talk with me over a game of pool. And now it's not 2 hours. It's not 7 to 9. It's all night long from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m., $5 pool. Think about that. You could shoot pool from 6 p.m. until 2 a.m., and no matter how many games you play, it's $5. Growing up as a kid, it was a dollar every time I played pool with my dad. Now, you could play 40 games for $5. You could play 5 games for $5. It's up to you. Every single Thursday starting at 6 p.m., go to Salt City Billiards on Brewerton Road, minutes off of Route 80, Interstate 81, I should say, pardon me. The big 81 sign. How about that? The blue and red one. But you go right off of 81 Brewerton Road, you will find right by Key Bank, Salt City Billiards. Don't miss out on this opportunity. All throughout the week, you can head to Salt City Billiards, but definitely make sure you're there on Thursday nights for on-call night from 6 p.m. all the way till close, $5 pool. No matter how many games you play, it's $5. Make sure you're there every single Thursday night, Salt City Billiards, right in North Syracuse off of Brewerton Road. You can't miss it. Minutes from the airport. So if you had just flown into Syracuse and you want something fun to do on a Thursday night, head over to Salt City Billiards. You fly in any other day of the week, Salt City Billiards still there for you. Jump in and see what it's like to relax and kind of just transform through time, because pool is one of those sports that we've just had for a very long time, where you can have a drink, get something to eat, talk with your buddies, talk with your fiance, talk with your friends, talk with the girls, whatever it may be. It's that relaxed atmosphere where you're still playing something competitive, you're having a good time, and you get to just be there with those that you love and talk. And I will be there every single Thursday from 6 p.m. when it starts, 6 p.m. all throughout the night until close is $5 pool. I will be there from 7 to 9 p.m., so don't miss out on that. I truly appreciate you coming out, and thank you for all that you do to support your community. We'll be right back with Gene Waldron here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, as Gene and I continue this exclusive conversation about how Gene faced his reality and is now making a better one.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Sault City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Sault City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Totora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want with 2 hours of pool play for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursdays, 7 to 9 p.m. at Sault City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Sault City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Totora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. We are here with Gene Waldron, who is talking with us, has been talking with us, about what has been going on in his life and what some people may not know, the struggles that Gene Waldron has had in his life and where he is at right now with them. Before the break, before you heard from Pole Position Raceway, Carvel DeWitt, and Sault City Billiards, you heard from Gene Waldron speaking on Jim Boeheim. And Gene, so many people have opinions of Jim Boeheim. What's your opinion from this close relationship that you've had with him? What can you say about Jim Boeheim, the man that you know him to be?
I think one of the biggest things that I've learned from him, that even through all the years that I played for him and all that, the things that he tried to teach me and the way he went about saying it and doing things, it was never, ever personal. He was always, I realize now that everything that he was trying to do for me was to set me up for when I left school, left college, and to be able to become a productive person in society. I didn't understand that then, but I understand it now. He's got this way of, when he talks to his players, and when I know when he was talking to me when I was in college, and I see it now, is always trying to prepare you for after college. You know, and I didn't understand that then, but I understand it now. You know, and that's why I think why he's so successful now, because he figured that out long, long, long time ago. You don't end up at one school for all the years that he has, and the records and all the, you know, the titles that he has, if you're not a great person. That just doesn't happen. I don't believe that. You have to have something great about yourself for that to happen. And he has that. And he's passed that on to me a little bit now that I'm sober.
And when you go out into this world, your world, the way that you are living now as Gene, being yourself, what's it like, you know, to go out and how do you help other people? I mean, what are you doing in this world now that you feel, like you said, you know, Jim helped you and now you can go out yourself? What brings joy to you in helping other people in the community?
Well, you know, one of the biggest things that I do, you know, I'm a basketball instructor at the YMCA. You know, I run a team program there for kids from 8-17, some with some challenging abilities, you know. And that's a great thing for me, you know, to give back into the community. You know, there's been times I've gone down to the rescue mission and served meals. You know, I'm just available, you know, on a daily basis for anybody who needs help in any kind of form, way, or fashion, you know, because it doesn't have to be anything big, you know, but just to be available for people, be available for my family, you know, just to have, you know, conversations with my kids now, normal conversations. Oh, my God. That, I mean, to some people that sounds like really trivial, but to me that's huge. You know, to just be able to sit down and have decent conversations with your kids. You know, there's a lot. But I think, for me, I enjoy working with kids, and I'm glad that, you know, I have that opportunity to give back to the kids at the YMCA, you know, because, you know, there was a time when I couldn't do that, you know. And, you know, it's a blessing that I could do that today.
And like you had said, just sitting down and having conversations with your kids, it seems like a lost thing in culture now. It seems like kids that are growing up and that are teenagers, that are young, that are going through high school, that they don't have that, what I grew up with, which was mom made dinner Monday through Thursday at home, home-cooked meal, you sat and you ate dinner with your family. On Friday, we went out to dinner with your family, and on the weekend, mom cooked again. So there was always that time to sit and talk, and that's all it was about. It was shut the TV off, how was your day? How's, you know, and my dad would talk, my mom would talk, I would talk. So something that seems to be forgotten in society a little bit here is something that you really appreciate. Like you said, how crazy is it to just say, you know, sitting and having a conversation? But, you know, what's that like for you, and what do you talk to the kids about? I mean, do you have that, you know, hey, sweetheart, how was your day today? I mean, are those the type of conversations that you have?
Well, you know, all my kids are grown. You know, I have two step daughters or twins, and they're all grown, you know. They're all in their 20s, you know. One of my youngest son is married, living in San Diego. My stepdaughters, you know, they're all working. My other daughter's working, you know. All, you know, it's funny. All our kids are really doing well. And the fact that I'm sober now, they can pick up the phone and call me and ask me a question or something about a boyfriend or a girlfriend or something about life, and they can feel comfortable that they're going to get an answer or a discussion that may help them down the line. They don't worry about picking up the phone and going, oh my God, has he been drinking? They don't worry about that no more. And you know, it's funny, before I called you, I was on the phone with my daughter. We were just having just a normal conversation about, you know, she's got a new home, and you know, we're talking about, you know, the wilderness, and then, you know, the tree, one of our branches in the tree fell down, and just normal conversation. It's not about, you know, it wasn't any interruptions or pauses. You know, the conversation was flowing, and you know, we said we loved each other, and you know, there wasn't any. It was just a great feeling, you know. And I used to couldn't have those conversations with my kids. They were really cut short, you know. You know, they could tell, oh, he's not normal, he's not acting right, you know. So it's a blessing to be able to just have conversations, and your kids look to you for advice now, you know. It makes you feel good. It really makes you feel good. And I think they feel good too, that they can now come to me and talk about anything and know that they're going to get an honest answer.
And how is that family life for you overall, with your kids, with your wife? I mean, do you feel like there is this, you know, this forgiveness and acceptance that was the past, this is the present? I mean, do you really feel like your family has welcomed you back into their lives and kind of just, not back in, but, you know, welcomed you in and welcomed the fact that you're finally moving forward in a positive direction? I mean, how do you feel the family's responded?
I think, you know, for the family, you know, they forget, but they're never going to ever forget, because they understand this is a disease, you know, and they understand that I have to do it one day at a time, you know. But there's also a conversation now amongst us, you know, because I'm sober, you know. I can call them up and, you know, if I'm feeling down or, you know, something's not, you know, I'm just not having a good day. We can have that conversation without alcohol, and they can understand where I'm coming from. And I also, you know, I truly believe that they just want the best for me. You know, they know that it's a daily process, and every day I can start my day over. And I can also do that by calling them up sometimes when I'm having a bad day. And they can put a smile on my face, and I can say, well, you know, it was really great speaking to you. But I also know that at any time, if something's going wrong, they'll know about it because they can always hear it in my voice. And I think it's gonna take a long time for them to get over, because it wasn't easy for them to see me going through some of the stuff that I went through. But they're there now, and we try not to go live into the past. You know, it's about, you know, what's happening today. You know, and today we're just grateful that, you know, we're all healthy, you know, and living a good life.
And in being healthy, living a good life, and you know, I getting off, like you said, you're a basketball player before, and now, you know, it was always Gene Waldron the person, but now you're being Gene. And I got to ask Gene and share this with people. What is Gene like to do when it comes to movies or a TV show or something like that? When it's just that every human being, we all turn on the TV every once in a while, we've seen a movie, maybe we've been to Disney World, whatever that may be. What do you enjoy doing? What are some of your favorite things to do on a daily basis that, you know, is there a comedian that you like to flip on and watch them? I mean, what do you like to do, Gene?
I am one of these guys. I like a lot of different things on TV. I like to watch the Food Network. You know, I like to watch a lot of game shows. You know, I get into some suspense movies, some drama. You know, I was just funny. Just last week, I was watching my all-time greatest film of all time, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know, it's just, you know, I like a lot of the old classic movies. You know, Clint Eastwood. I also like working out. You know, because that's very healthy for my mind and my body. You know, I try to do that on a daily basis. I go to meetings every day. So you know, and I've got two beautiful dogs as well. You know, I love walking most days, and you know, I live out in Radisson. You know, there's nice country areas out here where I like to walk. You know, and so there's a lot of different things that I like to do, you know, and staying focused is probably the main thing.
And one of those things that you mentioned that you like the Food Network, I know that you and I talked about off the air that cooking is not somewhere where the wife usually wants you. She'll kick you out of the kitchen. So you watch the Food Network, but can you cook anything well? Are you the non-cook? I mean, where's that at with you? I mean, can we see a Gene Waldron?
You know, my wife has a great job. My wife has a great job, you know. So I do most of the cooking in the house. You know, I'm really good at cooking chicken, pasta. You know, I'm pretty good. I can rattle some pots. You know, I'm pretty good. I'm a pretty good cook. You know, but I also, you know, I use the Food Network. You know, sometimes my wife comes home, she says, oh, this is a great dish, where'd you get it? I says, well, I'd be honest, I said, I took it from the Food Network. But, you know, I can rattle some pots, you know. My wife, I think if you would ask my wife, how good is my cooking, she'd probably say, he's pretty good. I'm a pretty good cook, if I could say so myself.
Well, Gene, you know what? This is how you know you're a pretty good cook. If you cook something and another human being besides yourself is willing to eat it, you're a pretty good cook.
There you go. That's it right there. I'll have to remember that.
You said One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You like some of the classics and all that. I got to ask you if you've seen this movie, because I feel like I should ask everyone that I interview if they've seen this, because I feel like the only person that's watched it. On the Waterfront with Marlon Brando, did you ever see that movie?
I've heard of that movie. I heard that is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, it is. It's a black and white, you know, so kind of goes along the line of some of your old classics that you like.
I've heard of that movie before. And you know what? I've probably seen it before, but I can't remember. But I've heard of that movie before, and I heard it's a great movie.
It is. It really, you know, anyone that saw The Departed with Jack Nicholson, Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, it's like The Departed before The Departed, featuring Marlon Brando, and it's a really good movie.
He's one of my all-time great actors, too. I like a lot of the old actors, you know, Robert Redford, and, yeah, I'm like all the old-time guys. And obviously, I like all those comedians, you know, I love those guys.
Now, who's your favorite comedian?
My favorite, well, he's passed now. Richard Pryor was one of my favorites, you know, and I'm a big fan of Chris Rock. You know, I'm a really big, and obviously, you know, I'm just starting to get into Kevin Hart, but I'm a really big Chris Rock fan.
What is it about, because I agree with you, what is it about Chris Rock that you like with his comedy? Because I do agree, and it was one of the guys I was going to bring up, because in all honesty, I think pretty much anybody that you ask that likes comedy, there's some love there for Chris Rock. What do you like about him?
Well, it's the way that he presents his comedy, you know. He's really truthful, but it's funny. You know, he speaks the truth, but it's really funny. You know, he doesn't tell. You know, he can put he's political, and you know, and he puts race into it, and he puts family into it, and some of the things he talks about are true, but he puts it in a way that you just sit there and you just be laughing. You're laughing your backside off. And, you know, that's what and obviously he's got that voice and that demeanor about himself when he's on stage. He can't stay still, and he's moving all the time, and he's got these facial expressions, and I just think he's great.
And I know that you said that you're starting to get into Kevin Hart a little bit. He's one of my favorites. Somebody that whenever he has a special, I have to watch it. He's just he's a funny guy, and he makes me feel good because I think he's shorter than me. So, what do you like about Kevin Hart?
Well, you know, I love when he talks about his kids, his little kids, and he's got a lot of facial expression too. You know, I think he's definitely up and coming, and he's on that stage right now where he makes a lot of people laugh, and he uses his family a lot, and I like that. You know, when you bring your family and say some things about your family and make it funny, but it's also true. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
If you had a choice between being in one of your old-fashioned classic films, starring in one of those films, or being a stand-up comedian, which one would you choose, Gene, and why? We'll find out right after this short break on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports meets life.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit PolePositionRaceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Tatora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want with 2 hours of pool play for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. at Salt City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop where sports meets life. And in meeting life, former Syracuse Orange men's basketball player and international basketball player Gene Waldron talking about a lot of different things from his hardships all the way to where we are now. And this is a big part of it, finding laughter through the pain that we have in our life, the hardships that we have, finding a way that instead of being depressed, angry, negative, all of those emotions that bring you down, to find laughter, smiling, happiness, even in the toughest of times. And that's where we're at in this conversation. I asked Gene Waldron, you heard me say before the break, what would you rather be, Gene, if you had a choice? You like your classical movies. Would you rather star as an actor in one of your favorite classical movies? Or would you rather, as we talked about Chris Rock and Kevin Hart and Richard Pryor, would you rather be a stand-up comedian? So here's your opportunity to tell us. What would it be? Classical movie actor or stand-up comedian? And why?
I think I'd have to go be the stand-up comedian. I'd probably have to be the stand-up comedian. You know, because it's so funny now. There was a time where I didn't even know what laughter was. You know, and now, you know, I can, my wife sometimes, she says, boy, you are really funny now. You know, so I think I would like to be stand-up, because I kind of was like that in school, in high school, and then, you know, I was always like the class clown and always being able to make people laugh, you know. So I think I would like to be like a little bit of stand-up.
Well, you know what? If you get to be, and I have no problem doing this, having you here as more of a local on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, maybe we can let that out. As you get more comfortable on the air, Gene, then maybe some of that comedy will start to flow out and it'll help us all out. Bring some, because you know what? Comedy to me has been, and I know people know me for sports and doing sports for the last decade, but comedy number one, I love making people laugh. And that's my, every single day, to make one person laugh one time can truly change the world. And I think you know that now.
Yeah, that is true, you know, because there's a lot of things that are going, you know, there's a lot of things that people go through. And I think laughter is a great thing, you know. And, even last night, you know, as my wife and I were watching the basketball game, we were just, you know, we were just laughing at the pause and how great Tyler was just playing. And, you know, we were just laughing. This kid is a freshman and playing at the level that he's playing at right now. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen a freshman in Syracuse play for Syracuse that has the pause that he has as a freshman. And we were just sitting there laughing. I was like, this is insane. You know, some of the passing and the shooting. And he does it without any expression. That's what I found really funny. When I played, anytime I did something and made a good pass and made somebody look a little silly, I had to laugh about it. But he's dead serious.
Well, that's something that it's interesting that you brought up, because the coaching staff is, you know, Adrian Autry had said that to me when we were talking. He said, if Tyler's having a bad game, you don't know. If Tyler's having a good game, you don't know.
That's the sign of a great. That's the sign of a. You can't teach that. you can't really teach that. You know, I don't know where he's got that from, but I tell you what, though, that's a great disguise. And I don't even know if you can call it that, because he just plays through it. He plays through everything. You know, and I'm really, really happy that they've got somebody like him. You know, especially after what they've lost last year. You know, I think he's going to really hold his own. I mean, obviously there's going to be some bumps, but for the most part, you can definitely count on him.
And what do you think about, you know, I mean, you know Jim for 30-plus years. He says to me face-to-face this past June, I'm not worried about this kid. I'm not worried about Tyler Ennis. And he said it repeatedly, but sitting there in his office face-to-face with him with nobody else there, and he said that to me, I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone, because I don't think I've ever heard Jim Boeheim say about a true freshman that he is not worried at all about what that kid's going to do. It floored me. I think it was huge.
And I tell you what, the one thing you got to understand, when he speaks like that, he knows what he's talking about. When he speaks like that, he knows what he's talking about. If he's not elaborating, and he just says, oh, I'm not worried about him, is a he knows just what he's talking about. And well, you can look at the last couple of games, it shows. It definitely shows.
And I know that you stay in touch, you watch the games and everything like that. Are you playing it now? You were a guy that had a lot of those Big East rivalries in the early 80s. Are you somebody that when Duke comes to the Dome and North Carolina comes to the Dome, do you want to be in that crowd, or is it tough for you to be in that crowd? What's that going to be like?
You know what? I think I'm going to have probably mixed emotions about that, you know, because, you know, when you think about the Georgetown, the Pitt, Villanova, St. John's, you know, those were the huge, huge rivalry games when we played. So I'm probably going to have mixed emotions about that. You know, sitting there just thinking, wow, no more Big East. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, I think it's a great challenge for the university, a great challenge for the people of Syracuse to get the opportunity to see a North Carolina come to the Carrier Dome, you know, and also, you know, to beat them. You know, that's the main thing. We don't want to lose, not to them.
And seeing that, you know, having those teams come in, you talk nostalgia, Georgetown, Villanova, Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh's coming in to the big ACC. Notre Dame's coming in. Louisville will be in next season. Villanova and St. John's will still have non-conference games against Syracuse and trying to figure out the rest of those rivalries. But when you look back on it, will it ever be the same for you? I mean, Syracuse, obviously football had a part in this to move on to a conference, as the Big East doesn't exist anymore in football. But do you wish that the Big East never changed, or, you know, did you think that it had already changed by the time that, you know, we were talking about last year where there were 16 teams? I mean, how did you view the Big East when Syracuse left it?
Well, you know, to be honest, you know, times have changed and, you know decisions had to be made. But, you know, the rivals, obviously, they changed over the years from when I played. When I played, the rivals were brutal. I mean, there were no love laws. We didn't like any of those teams, and none of those teams liked us. It was well documented. We didn't like a lot of teams, and they didn't like us in my era. You know, and I think over the years that changed a little bit. You know, I don't know if the rivalries are the same as they used to be. I think now you're going to have new ones now, Syracuse, North Carolina, Syracuse, Duke. I think those are going to be some really great and healthy ones, you know, because we do not want to lose to those teams. I'm just one of these people, you know, because those teams, have a tradition just like ours, you know, you don't want to lose to those guys. We don't want to lose to them.
When you see it, though, I mean, it seemed like NCAA tournament, when you talk about Roy Williams at North Carolina, Mike Krzyzewski at Duke, and Jim Boeheim at Syracuse, those names, those guys, these are going to be regular season. They happen all the time. They're guaranteed games every single year, at least once a year, when typically you would never see these guys unless they all made it to the Final Four and went up against each other. So does that bring excitement to you, even though there is a change, that some of the best coaches that have ever coached the game are now going to be playing in December and January and February? I mean, is that something you're excited for?
I think that's probably one of the biggest things I'm really excited about, you know, because, you know, Coach Boeheim beat some of the best coaches in the world and in all the United States. Now it's going to be interesting in that, you know, I want to see him go against these guys, which I know is not going to be a problem, but it's going to be nice to see him really go some of these other top coaches on a yearly basis. I think that's going to be really interesting to see. You know, I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, obviously, I'm going to be rooting.
Well, Gene, you brought up so many different things. There's like 100 topics that I think that you and I could talk about, and we could spend the whole day. And I really do, you know, I'm kind of what I'm doing to fans right now is I'm saying, you know what, I'm going to cut this here because there's so much more that I want to be able to have you on and talk with you. And even like we had talked about before, go out and do some live events together and let people talk with us. But I have to say to you, above all things, Gene, thank you. It doesn't suffice, but thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being honest. And thank you so much for trusting me with this, you know, and with this moment, and doing it when you felt comfortable enough to do it. I mean, I can't really express to you what an honor it is for you to talk with me about this, because it's very personal, and it just, it really means a lot to me that you are willing to talk with me about that.
Well, you know, I think, you know, and I'm also honored to be able to share, you know. It's one of the greatest gifts that I can absolutely give, you know, is giving back, you know. I think sharing an opportunity like this, sharing a moment like this, is something that, you know, it might just touch one person, it might just touch somebody, you know. I say this to a lot of people, you know, for me to be honest is why I'm living today, you know, and that's key, you know. And then I also found that power greater than myself, you know. And you know, for somebody who's, you know, who's self-centered and has a little bit of ego, you know, and come from this, you know, I played at one of the greatest universities and I played professional basketball overseas, you know, to have that ego brought down a little bit, it's a great feeling. It really is a great feeling. So I thank you for, you know, having me on the show. I really do.
Well, you know, I definitely appreciate it. And I hope you know now, Gene, that you and I are going to have to talk a lot more, and that's all your fault.
Okay, I'm right there.
All right, well, listen, take care of yourself. God bless you, and keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing good things, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Okay, thank you.